River City Mix Chorus will take the Holland stage this Saturday at 7 p.m. for the Heartland premiere of Tyler Sweet, a new and lauded nine-movement choral piece dedicated to the memory of Tyler Clementi, a talented young musician who died by suicide after being outed by his college roommate. It's hoped that this powerful concert will help shine the light of hope for a safer, kinder world. Joining me this morning, Tyler's mother, Jane Clementi, and the River City Mix Chorus director, Baron Breland. Good morning to both of you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jane, how important has this suite been to you in spreading a message that kindness is what we need in all our lives?
It's a very important part of that story, of what's become our story, the Tyler Clementi Foundation story. It's been a wonderful gift from 11 highly recognized composers of our time.
People like John Corigliano and Stephen Schwartz, to name just a couple.
Right, and it's helped us get our message out across the country, a message of kindness being very, very important, and respect for all people. As specifically, my heart is with the LGBTQ community, as Tyler was a young gay man just coming out.
Yeah.
And I think we need to really go deeper into the root of the problem. And I think we need to make sure we understand that there are many misguided teachings and traditions that we need to reexamine, that because they devalue the human spirit and they cause so much pain and suffering. And yeah. I'm speaking from myself, from the Christian tradition.
Yeah. It's called The Measure of a Life, and it really does bring out who Tyler was. It's expressed in various things that are important to you and your family. Can you just describe the process?
Yes. We actually were reached out to by a man from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, a board member from their chorus, and they got six other co-commissioning gay men's choruses to come along. And they worked closely with Stephen Schwartz, who came on board to just kind of organize it at first. He agreed to use a librettist named Pamela Stewart, who came and spent some time with us. She spent time with us as a family around our table. She spent time individually with us. She spent a little time in Tyler's room, just listening to us, just hearing stories about Tyler. We were so broken and dead at that moment. We really had no preconceived ideas about what would happen. She kind of just took those stories back with her at the time she was in Arizona, and she started writing some words. The one song you might be referring to, the father's song, it's a boy.
Just a boy.
Was actually a poem that my husband did write and that he gave to Pamela, and she took that and started writing words. We shared the story that Tyler liked to ride the unicycle, and that wasn't enough, so then he started playing his violin with the unicycle. So she wasn't going to do much with it, but then when she was waiting for her transportation back to the airport, she was standing on the corner in New York City, and down the main avenue came someone riding a unicycle. When does that ever happen?
Yeah.
And she just felt like it was God touching her. So she incorporated much of what we told her. She then incorporated a poem by a Jewish rabbi for the last song, The Bridge. She was a little leery about using a bridge, but when she was explaining it to me, I didn't even see a physical bridge. I just saw people connecting with each other, and that's what we want to do. We want people to connect, we want to give hope, and we want to make people, or especially young people, know that they are not alone, and that they are resources, and there is support, and we need to reach out to them, but they need to reach out to us as well.
Kindness is one of those things which is taught, most importantly, or should be learned in the home. In the various travels that you've done, I know you're very active with this. Are you finding that you're being able to reach out not just to LGBTQ youth, but also other youth and all of their parents?
Well, we do have a multi-prong approach. We do speak at parents, with parents at also home and school associations, PTA, but we actually go to workplaces because that's where parents are. So we actually speak at a lot of employee resource groups, or we are brought through the employee resource groups to many employers. We also speak to youth in high schools and middle schools and colleges. So we try to speak to everyone because I think not one at way we can't get to everyone through one avenue. We have to be a little more diverse in our messaging. And I think we have used that. We are welcome media, so we are grateful to be here with you. So that's a fantastic approach. We are actually doing multiple things. We have our Upstander Speakers series. We have a few programs like our Upstander Pledge, because we saw with Tyler, many people were watching what was happening and no one spoke up. And we think people need to intervene at the time if they're safe. If that they're not safe or if they can't make a change, then they need to tell a trusted adult. Telling is not the same as tattling. And the third most important person to reach out to is the target, making sure that they are safe.
Baron Breland, talk a little bit, if you would, about the suite and the sort of sound that comes across, because one of the things that's very notable about it is that Tyler's voice is represented by a solo violin. How does this all fit together?
Absolutely. Yeah, the violin is a critical part. We are fortunate to have Omaha Symphony member Ann Nagoski as a violin soloist. It's fantastic. And it actually starts with a violin solo, which I think is most important because it starts with the voice of Tyler. Which should be the focus of the entire bit. It's that first movement is not just a violin solo, but with chorus accompaniment. So there's no piano, and it's kind of a cappella, but with this solo violin singing out over the top, which is really beautiful. And the rest of the movements, due to the diversity of the composers, are really a neat mix. Some a little classical, some a little more towards the Broadway, kind of a poppier sound, but it I think it represents the diverse styles and musical tastes that Tyler probably had since he was a classical violinist in his school orchestra, but also was a huge Broadway fan. And the chorus, of course, being this mixed chorus, loves to do the array of styles as well. So they've really grabbed onto it.
Yeah. In a previous RCM show, It Gets Better, three words to inspire LGBTQ youth with the message that darkness can give way to a brighter future. And that was also regarding bullying. Let me ask you whether bullying is the predominant challenge for LGBTQ youth.
You know, it is certainly one of, if not the, in diving into this music for Tyler's suite, it's amazing the scars that we've uncovered in our own chorus members from past experiences and the triumphs that some of our members have had in overcoming some of the situations that they've encountered in the past. We were signed up to do the Tyler Suite before we actually got that invitation to participate in the It Gets Better concert. So the fact that we've done both of them kind of back to back this season has been sort of a bullying tour de force. But in today's cultural climate, I mean, these ideas that you can make it through anything, that you are not alone, that you are worthwhile and valuable, I mean, these are more important than ever. So we're happy to keep singing that message. That's the kind of message that brought most gay and lesbian choruses across the country together in the first place is to give these kinds of concerts. And so we're absolutely delighted to have both of these in our season this year.
Yeah. And Jane Clemente, I want to ask you also, in view of the fact that angry invective is so predominant in our national discourse these days, that kindness is something that seems to be so lacking for all of us. We all have a responsibility to be kinder. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I don't believe bullying ends when you turn 18. Tyler experienced it in college, and I think we all experience it later in life. That's why the mission of our foundation is more broader than specifically LGBTQ. We just want to put an end to all online and offline bullying in schools, workplaces, and faith communities.
You can find out more information about the Tyler Clemente Foundation and Tyler Suite at tylerclemente.org. And you can find out more information about the River City Mixed Chorus at rcmc.org. This Saturday at 7 p.m., the RCMC will perform the Heartland premiere of Tyler Suite. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.